The Department of Corrections says at least a few dozen phone calls between inmates in state prisons and their attorneys were inadvertently recorded. Officials with the department say they're still investigating the problem and cannot yet confirm that it's been corrected. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The confidentiality of conversations between attorneys and clients is a basic and sacred tenet of the criminal justice system in the U.S., and that's not a privilege that defendants or even the convicted forfeit when they're behind bars. The Alaska Department of Corrections' own policies and procedures states clearly that calls between a prisoner and an attorney may not be monitored except when authorized by court order.
Basically, sometime in the fall, it was brought to our attention that some attorney calls were being recorded. So we started looking into it at that time.
That's Casey Schroeder, a special assistant to DOC Commissioner Joe Schmidt. Schroeder says that after the department determined that, in fact, attorney-client calls had been or were being recorded at the state's correctional facilities, some steps were taken to correct the problem. But right now, there are more questions than solid answers, starting with exactly how many attorney-client phone calls were recorded.
We're still determining that. At this time, we don't think it was very many. We think it was less than 40 phone calls. That's what we've discovered up to date.
Now that the problem has been discovered, are phone calls between attorneys and clients in jail still being recorded?
We're doing our best to make sure it's not. I can't guarantee you, though, that it is not. So if you are beginning a phone call and it says you're being recorded, you are being recorded. The attorneys especially need to take heed to that message.
Schroeder says Corrections is in the process of destroying material that shouldn't have been recorded. But can the department confirm that those tapes haven't been listened to by law enforcement or state prosecutors?
Not at this time. That would be part of the investigation.
She says that investigation will also determine whether any specific criminal cases have been jeopardized by the recorded conversations. Phone communications at Alaska's correctional facilities are handled by Dallas, Texas-based Securus, which has contracts with some 2,200 facilities in 45 states, according to the company's website. The communication system is automated and is supposed to provide an easy way to monitor and record all of the phone traffic for the state's inmate population, minus with their attorneys and a few others entitled to confidentiality. The system also puts time limits on calls and can block certain numbers to prevent harassment. It is also supposed to automatically not record calls to the listed numbers of registered defense attorneys. Corrections says they're working with Securus to figure out what went wrong with the system. The state's public defender agency says it is aware of at least one phone call between an agency attorney and a client that was recorded. In an email, Deputy Public Defender for the Criminal Division, Douglas Moody, said that until the agency has some assurance that the problem is fixed, they will assume that DOC is listening to all of the conversations between inmates and public defense attorneys. Other attorneys are also concerned about the recorded phone calls.
That's very troublesome, I'm sure, for practically any attorney.
That's Rex Lamont Butler, an Anchorage-based private attorney known to tackle some high-profile defense cases.
It's bad enough that we've got clients spread out all over the state now and jails that you can that it takes hours to get to. But then when you get a client on the phone, if they cannot rest assured that they're getting attorney-client privilege, then of course it chills our ability to do our job. I really want to be comfortable in knowing that my conversation with my client is going to be confidential. I have to have that.
Butler says that the Department of Corrections needs to provide attorneys with a list of the calls that were monitored or recorded. He says the department also needs to provide assurances that the problem has been fixed and that the tapes have been destroyed. The department says it's working on those things, but it could still take weeks or even months to get it sorted out. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.